announcements are listed here in the second page in the bulletin. God has given us another day to live in this world and to be a blessing. Thanks be to God for that. The place, the food bank collections, we continue to take part in that ministry. Please donate in cash or in kind. Then the books are available, which will help our mission work through this church. The mailing address is listed there for those who are remote and also who want to send their donations or any other communications. The cooking class will be scheduled as volunteers will become available. The art class will be, next one is February 18. Yesterday we had a great class. Wayne did a great job. We had, how many kids do you have? About 8, 10?
8 or 10.
8 or 10 children. The Hispanic ministry had a great time together with us, and we also joined them, but Wayne kind of ignored us. And he was very concentrating on the kids. And the kids were very fun. They did a good job. And they want to come back again, so we will concentrate on that ministry more. Thanks, Wayne, for the patience you had yesterday. They were running around, and it was a great time for us. So please remember that in our prayers. And also the Hispanic ministry, they went in faith and bought a bus. You see that little bus on the parking lot?
So,
yeah, you see that there. Yeah, it's like a big bus. They have more children coming now. So they needed something. They have to do multiple trips in their cars. So they asked me what to do. They wanted to buy a bus. And they decided and jumped in faith and bought the bus. So they are expecting to grow. And we need to support them. And like I reminded you a few Sundays ago, that a few children are basically orphans. They don't have parents here. Some of them have been deported, some of them are in prison, and some of them, they don't know where the parents are. So we don't want to identify those kids in the group, but we know who they are, and I told them, we will be your parents, don't worry, because they're always anxious and very, very, very concerned about their future, I think. So they act differently. You can actually notice it. So let us take upon that responsibility. About $100 a month, probably we can take care of their expenses of food and clothing and their school items.
And where are they staying during the day?
Cousins? Yeah, they have cousins, friends, and uncles and aunts who are supporting. Some of them move around between relatives.
Oh.
So it's a very bad situation, but I think God has placed that need in front of us as a church. So let us rise up and support them. And like I said, it doesn't take a lot. Maybe a few dollars more every Sunday that we can add on to our offerings. We can come up with $100 every month for 6 children that we need to support. So please keep that in your prayers and also in your support when it comes to giving. Thanks be to God for that ministry that has opened up. So they are looking for exciting things to happen. The third Thursday luncheon will be next February 16th, and we had a lunch this past week. Gordon Corral?
Five people
showed up. So please join that for lunch and fellowship. I usually wanted to go, but whenever I go there and eat, I get the migraine. So I don't want to go.
Take your sandwich with you.
So I always wanted to go on Thursdays, but I said I don't want to get sick. It's not their food, it's my allergies, so don't be afraid to go. Next Sunday, January 29th, we will be having praise and celebration lunch, and we'll have a special prayer for our celebrations of birthdays and our anniversaries and any other praise items. The donation statement for 2022 is available. I have to work on it, but many of us, if you think about your taxes, you don't need it, because our tax deductions, the standard deductions are so high that you don't have to itemize anymore. So this will apply only to people who itemize to have the receipt. So if you don't need it, I don't have to spend about 30 minutes per person I have to spend, and I can save that. Maybe more than that if I have to go through all of that. So if you need it, and check with your tax preparer, if you need it, I can make one for you. If you don't need it, and I don't need it, because you don't itemize. So please check with me or email me. I can send you a statement of donations for 2022 if you need it. Or you can give me a note sometime during this. Yeah, thank you for the attendance. Attendance and collections are listed, not listed anymore, because God has been good to us and we are in good shape. All we need is to put some money back in the reserve fund that we used up for the parking lot, but that is not a big deal. God has been very faithful to us, even in the midst of all of this inflation and price problems, and God has been good to us. Thank you for all of your participation in giving, and also your presence, gifts, service and witness. I wanted to pay attention to the attendance a little bit, because the conference is closely watching the number of people who are attending on a regular basis in small churches, and we need to be careful. So please be here if you can, or be online. If you are on vacation or somewhere, just be online so we can have our attendance up, and we don't want to be at risk of getting any warnings or anything like that. So we are not anywhere near that, but I just wanted to make sure that if you can, please come here and join us, or join us online. So attendance is becoming a very important item lately. The donations we can accept through online giving also, the piedmontumc.com. You can have bank draft, credit card, or debit card. Please do that as well. Are there any other announcements? There are no other announcements. Let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. It is 64 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all Thy works shall praise Thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Please be seated. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us in our lives to gather in your name here and also online. Thank you for the gift of life and the health and strength that you have given us to get up this morning to see a new day. Thank you that you give us the church and the fellowship and of the believers as a blessing in our life. Almighty God, you formed and created everything, seen and unseen, from nothing. We acknowledge the glory of the eternal triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who made one of those blood of nations, one all of us in one blood, by a star in the east revealed to all people in whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us to know that your presence is always with us, even when we don't realize it. You opened the way that all may come to the light of God and bow down before Jesus Christ as King and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for this blessing that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ. Bless us today with your presence, Lord. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs, and help us, Lord, to nourish on your word and be strengthened by the power of your word and spirit as we go from this place. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Yeah. I forgot to announce that I will be out on two Sundays in February, February 12th and the 19th. I will be visiting my mom in India. My son and family are going with us. So Jean and Lou will be taking one of those Sundays, and they will work it out. And I was just discussing that with them. This is our responsive reading now. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. It is Psalm 27. It's on page 758. If you are able, please stand. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes shall stumble and fall.
Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident.
One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in the Lord's temple. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we come before God and also share each other our prayers of blessing, so that we can thank God for the blessings, and also we raise up our concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord of God, throne of grace of God, so that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and also concerns at this time. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. In the boxes there, you'll see at the bottom. Please continue to pray for these items and these people that we have been praying for. I know Martha has joined. Martha, do you have any update?
Well, I started my new chemo treatment, and unfortunately it didn't work out too well for me. So we're going to try again in another week, try a lower dose. I'm still fighting a bad cough and congestion for about 4 weeks, as you can tell from my voice. So please pray that I finally get rid of this bad cough and all.
Y'all hear it? Okay, I don't have to repeat. Yeah, Martha has a cough and a cold, and her chemo, they have to cut down the dosage, I believe. So please continue to pray for Martha, for her strength in her body, and thank God for the strong faith that she has. She's holding up really well. Please continue to pray for her and Richard. And pray for Guillermo also. Thank you for coming and joining us again, Guillermo. We keep you in our prayers. Be strong. And pray for Liliana also during this time, and she cares for him. Bless them as a family. We thank you. Thank God for Carol's presence in our midst. And we continue to pray for Carol. And she wants to get up and run now, but we don't want her to run. So she is walking with a little walker now, which she hates, I believe.
Yes.
But you have to deal with that for some more time. So we are continuing to pray for you, Carol.
Thank you.
Pray for the Hughes family and the Picken family, who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. They are friends and relatives of Miss Lou. So please keep them as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Please continue to pray for Harry. I added Harry's name in that list, and I could not, somehow it did not save there. Jan texted me this morning that Harry has a narrowing of the spinal artery, so there's less blood to drain. It's treatable, and the doctors believe he can be improved with the patient medication to open artery. Oh, physical therapy, sorry. And medication. So it is treatable, even though he has a clot in his brain. So please keep him in our prayers. And they said they were going to be online today, but I did not see them. So Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks will find, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Loving God, we thank you for giving us this time to come before you with our requests of prayers of blessings and also prayers of guidance and concerns. Not only our needs, but also to intercede for others as well, Lord. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us to lift up our needs and others' needs before you, because you gave your life for us and brought us together as a family so that we can come to you and call you Father. We thank you for always listening to our prayers and giving us all the things that we need, sometimes even before we ask of you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings, and along with the burdens and concerns sometimes bother us, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our spirits, as we heard and shared with and others' health conditions. We pray for your healing for them. We thank you for the continued progress that you have been giving to many of them, Lord. Especially we pray for those who we have lifted up here. We pray for Martha, as we heard from her that her medication is not working and they have to try another different dose. We pray for your grace upon her and the doctors and the nurses who make the decisions. Bless her with your grace and strengthen her body. And we pray for your healing, complete recovery from that cold that she's fighting, that she will be back to strength and health in her body, Lord, for taking the chemo. We pray for Rich as well. Bless them as a family. Comfort them with your presence and give them the peace above all that passeth all understanding. We pray for Guillermo, of bringing him here again to worship with us. Strengthen him in his spirit and his body. Continue to be with him and give him peace above all. Pray for Liliana, who cares for him. Bless them as a family and comfort them with your presence. We pray for Carol. Thank you for again bringing her with us. Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her feet and her hip that she can walk without the walkers before, and strengthen her in her faith also. We pray for Wayne as he cares for her. Bless them as a family and guide them with your presence, Lord. We pray for George Vorgis. Thank you for the progress that you have given him. Continue to strengthen him in his body and in spirit and his wife. We pray for the Hughes family and the Picken family who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Pray for your grace and comfort during this time. We pray for Harry, as we heard about his diagnosis and prognosis. We pray for your grace upon the doctors who make the decisions for him, that it will be recovered completely. Strengthen him also in his body and in spirit. We pray for your grace upon Jan. Bless them as a family and strengthen them and comfort them with your presence. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and issues and problems in their lives. We pray for those children that we shared earlier, Lord. We pray for your grace upon them as they are struggling through various issues in their family lives. And we pray for your grace upon them and the Hispanic ministry and the work that they are doing. We thank you for bringing them to us. Help us to be a blessing and a supporting hand for them during this time as they are reaching out to the people who are in need. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various other issues, family problems and mental issues and financial problems. We pray for your grace upon them and open the doors for them so that there will be help at the right time. We pray for our nation, our president, our vice president, and leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions, that they will fear God and make decisions based on God's wisdom and not human wisdom, that it will be good decisions for us, Lord. Especially during this time of inflation and price going up, we pray for your grace upon our economy, that it will come down, and bless our leaders to make the right decisions on that. We pray for our service workers, our military, police and fire, and all those who serve us on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you for your services, and we pray for your grace and safety on them, and we pray for their families. We thank you for this church that you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to gather together as much as we can and worship you together, and also reach out to the community around us that is growing and a lot of need around us, Lord, that we see. We help us, Lord, to be faithful and using the opportunities that you have given us to be faithful witnesses for you. Bless us today as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name. Let your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Scripture says everyone should give according to what God has desired in their heart, not under compulsion, but God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Bless this offering that it will be used for the blessing of this community and also this world. You are the source of all that we have and we are, and you are the gracious and most graceful God, and you open your hand and give us everything. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, be faithful stewards of your abundance and caretakers of the blessings that you have given us, Lord. We thank you for all those who are able to give today and pray for those who could not give today. Bless and cover them with your love, all of them, Lord, and bless us together to use this offering for your glory and the blessing of this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As you remain standing, we will be reading the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, and Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 20.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his...
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. You are the living word who came and dwelt among us in flesh and blood, the living word. Help us, Lord, to come before you with a humble heart and an obedient spirit, that it will become a blessing in our life and also to this world through our lives. Help us, Lord, and open our hearts and our minds to receive your word and illumine our souls to understand the hidden truths behind it. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The sermon today I've titled as a picture album of Jesus. Have you ever seen a picture album of Jesus? No? But you all have seen it. If you read the scripture, there's the album, right from his birth through his growth, the 12-year-old boy, as we talked about it, very brief, and then all his ministry. So when I read the scripture today, like John chapter 1, John says that Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. So God created us, and he came to this world to live among us, and we did not recognize him. That really bothered me. If our has parents, we raise our children. And if we come to a situation where the children won't be able to recognize us, wouldn't that be hurting? So I thought about this and said, the world we did not recognize its creator. The one who created you and me was among us, and the world did not recognize it. So I thought about, why did the world not recognize him when he came to this world? There are so many reasons that we can see that. And one of the things that physically, when we don't recognize some people because we don't have a picture of them. So you have seen in the airports and bus stations where these taxi people and hotel people with their name holding to receive people because they have never seen them before. So they don't know who Joe Smith looked like. So they have Joe Smith on their stand, and Joe Smith is waiting, and he will come and say, identify himself, and they have to show your ID with a picture or something. So the world did not recognize him because they did not see a picture of God or picture of Jesus. Probably so. Is that so really true though? They had the picture given to them through the scriptures and the prophets from centuries on. Though they did read it, they did not understand it. So that is why they did not get a picture of how or what Jesus looks like or looked like. So I thought it would be good for us to put together a picture album of Jesus so nobody would ever say that I haven't seen Jesus. We haven't seen him physically, but we know we see him with our internal eyes every day. So there are a lot of people who carry pictures in their wallets, right? A lot of people carry that. Many of us carry the pictures of our kids and grandchildren. And when it comes to like a fellowship time or a church time, mostly in churches, they take out these little pictures and start opening those pictures and showing you all of those stories and telling you all of those things. And the family pictures, some of them are wedding pictures, some of them are newborn babies, some of them are vacation pictures. So you're excited about these pictures so that you want to share it with others and show them. And some of them will come over on and again in some of the churches that we have been before. They are very excited that they will come and show you the same picture over and over again. And will say, have I shown you my most recent picture of my grandbaby? And he said, yeah, I have seen it 20 times already. Sometimes it happens like that. But we are excited about showing the pictures of others. So pictures are very important because a visual memory is much more effective than verbal memories. That's what happens. So lately, we don't have to carry those pictures in our wallets anymore. We can post it on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever social platforms that you can use. You can upload all of that. And a lot of people do that. Every second of their life is on the internet. You can see when they go to bathroom, you can see when they go to the car, you can see when they go to work and come back. I don't know if it's a good idea to be that, you know, open, but be confident and, I mean, be private is probably a little smart thing to do. But some people are not like that. They open up everything for you. So you can see online a lot of people. Some of them are not necessary, I think. Some of them are not even desirable to look at. So anyway, these pictures are becoming very, very popular now. And videos, everything is on the camera. You cannot go anywhere without being on the camera, right? You come to our church, you will be in camera too. We have put some cameras too, and in our churches. So everywhere there is cameras too. But the story pictures are a little different. They are not visual, but the story pictures that you can see through the centuries, some of the story pictures are more graphic and than modern cameras. Because they leave room for imagination. When you read a story about the birth of Jesus, for example, it's a story that we read. So many of us have a little picture in our mind about the manger and the little baby and the shepherds coming to visit him and the magi coming and all of that little stories in our mind in different versions of our mind. Some pictures that you visualize. Those story pictures are more effective in some areas because they leave more room for imagination. When you see a real picture or a video, there's not more anything to imagine there. It's already there. But story pictures give you time and space for imagination. So they are more effective in one way. So Bible talks about many people who wanted to see God. People would like to see God. For example, Moses. Moses asked to see God. God, can I see your face? And God said, no, you can't see your face. Sinful man cannot see God. So God showed him his glory, the glory of God passing by, because God would not be visible for sinful man. And then David asked God in Psalm 27, we read that he asked about God, I want to see. That's what we read here today in our responsive reading. David is praying to God, Lord, I want to see you, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And many, many others who wanted to see God. But the Bible says that no one has ever seen God. In John chapter 1, if you continue to read on verse 18, John says that no one has ever seen God, but the only Son, who is himself God, who is in close relationship with the Father, has made him known. So if you want to see really God, you want to go to Jesus. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's what we read in Colossians that we read today. He is the image of the invisible God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. So where do we find God? Or where can we see God? We can see God in the face of Jesus. How do we do that? If Jesus appeared today, maybe showed up in our church today, would you be able to recognize him? We, as people of faith, would be able to recognize him. Because Jesus comes as one of us. You and me are the reflection of Jesus. If we have the love of Jesus in us, we will see Jesus in the people who are around us, who are in need, who are broken, who need a lot of support, like the little children that we are talking about. Those are the faces of Jesus. So if you can see Jesus in those faces, that is how you recognize Jesus. The world did not recognize him when he came to live among us, because they were not looking for the people who are broken. They were not meeting the needs of the people who are in need. They were not supporting the sick or taking care of the needy people, because that is where Jesus' face comes up. The people who are in need are the face of Jesus. And we are the hands and feet of Jesus to look at them and take care of those needs when they appear in front of us. So, no matter how or who wrote those descriptions of Jesus in the Bible, including his birth, his ministry, and his crucifixion and his resurrection, those are all described there very vividly, and we celebrate Christmas and Easter and all of that, we get those pictures in our mind. But no matter how much descriptions we read in there, none of them says how much Jesus weighed, or how tall he was, or what color skin he had, and what kind of eyes, brown, black, or his length of hair, even though you see a lot of pictures with the long hair. But the Bible does not say any of those physical characteristics of Jesus. Have you ever surprised by that? Because none of these writers say any physical descriptions of Jesus Christ. There's a reason for it. It is not about how Jesus looked is important. It is about who he is more important. That's why the scripture does not describe Jesus Christ. There's maybe other many reasons. Because Jesus doesn't want to be identified as a group, as a particular group of person, belonging to a group of, you know, like a particular group. He doesn't want to be look white, he doesn't want to be look black, he doesn't want to be look Indian. He's all of us. So as a universal savior, the savior of the world, he is a common man for everybody to see. So it is not important how he looked like based on the scripture. It is more important of who he is and who he will be, coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As soon as we recognize that fact, we can see Jesus. We can see the face of Jesus. And the first picture, one of the pictures that I wanted to bring you was about the time when Jesus was born. Joseph and Mary had arrived in Bethlehem, and when Mary was late with the child, and could not find a room anywhere. The town had a small hotel, but it was full at that time. So Joseph and Mary found a place for themselves in a stable. And we know all that story. When we read about that in the scripture, there's a little picture that comes to our mind. And when the baby was born, they used the available facility and they used the manger as a crib. And then we have another picture about the shepherds coming to visit the baby Jesus. And they were tending the flocks in the nearby field, and they were visited by an angel. And the angel told them about the birth of Jesus, and they went to go see the baby, and they had taken some pictures with their eyes. This is what one of the writers say, that the people who went and saw the baby Jesus, they took some pictures with their eyes and printed them with their tongues. That's the book. They took the pictures with their eyes. That's what actually happens, right? When we look at somebody, there's a picture that comes into my retina, a reflection. The camera does the same thing, and it stores in our memory. And then we go out and proclaim that news. That becomes the book, written book, even though it's a verbal, right? So all those writers, the shepherds and the magi and all those who came to see the little baby Jesus, took the pictures with their eyes. And then they wrote with their tongues and spread the news to everybody by their tongues and their mouth. That's what the picture is, the picture of Jesus. Then we see another picture of Jesus. There's a baby. He was taken to the temple. And there was an old man by name Simeon who is holding the baby in his arms and praying. And then there's an 84-year-old woman who was in the temple who was also joining the prayer. And these are all pictures that come to our mind when we read those scripture portions, because they were pictures taken by those people and transferred into letters. And they saw them with their eyes. And then we have pictures of Jesus about 12 years old. I told you that last Sunday, that he was taken to the temple. And then he went missing. And then they found him in the temple teaching and discussing the spiritual matters with the teachers and scribes of the temple. And they went looking for him for 3 days and could not find him, because they were looking at the wrong places. Because that's where it happens to many people, because they cannot recognize him. If a little boy is sitting at the temple and talking to the priest and talking about the scriptures, and as a 12-year-old boy, the world would not recognize him. That's what happened to the world. Jesus took himself a lot of pictures while he was in this world. And we see that in his sermons and in his teachings. He himself gave us some portraits of himself. He said, "I am the bread of life, and anyone who feeds on me will never hunger. I am the water of life, and anyone who thirsts, come to me, and I will give him the living water, that you don't have to thirst anymore." Those are the things that he was telling about himself, giving us a picture of who he is, not about what he looks like. He's giving us a picture of who he is. Then we see that I am the light of the world. He is the light. Jesus is drawing a picture of himself so that you and I can see him as the light of the world and be a light to this world through our lives. And then he said that I am the door and the gate of the sheep. And then he said, "I am the good shepherd." So these are all pictures that Jesus was taking. Maybe I would call them selfies. Right? He was taking that himself. Lately we have selfies now, that we take our own pictures and then give it to others. So Jesus was portraying himself, not about how he looked like, but about who he is. So we can understand that he is the light of the world. He is the good shepherd. He is the way, truth, and the life. And what more pictures do we need to recognize Jesus? So if we say that we cannot recognize Jesus, we are far from being Christians, because we don't read these things. If we read these things, we will recognize Jesus no matter where he is. Then he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Even at the situations of death, he is the resurrection and the life. That is also giving us a picture of who is going to be. Because after this life, there is a life for us. And God has prepared a life of eternity that he wants to spend with us. And he said, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," and giving himself a picture, taking a picture of himself and giving it to us, saying that, hey, when you die, don't be afraid. There is something beyond death, that the resurrection happens. And I am going to go through that so that you will not have to be afraid of the life after death. Then he said many other things about, I am the true vine, like the little plant that we are all attached together as our branches towards him. And the most personal picture that many of you and I are aware of is the picture of the Jesus dying on the cross. Who can forget that? Nobody as a Christian would forget Jesus crying and giving his life upon the cross. And the strongest and the most powerful picture Jesus gave us is the risen Jesus. When he rose and he appeared to many disciples and the women, and they saw him with their eyes. So there is one more picture of Jesus that John portrays in the gospel that we read here today. The word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen him, his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. That is the most important picture. And John is saying that we have seen his glory as the glory of the Father. So he himself is the Creator, the God the Father, God the Son, the God of Holy Spirit. And they are not inseparable. They are not separable. They are inseparable. One body, one together, one triune God. And he is the Creator of this world. So that is what God, John is giving us the portrait of Jesus as the glory of the Father. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then John, who wrote the same gospel, wrote the Revelations. In Revelation 22, John sees Jesus in his vision. And Jesus is telling and declaring himself, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Now you see Jesus, who Jesus is. Not how he looks like, but who Jesus is. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the eternal God. And you and I have the privilege to see him every day and to experience his power, the power of the resurrection, his glory in our lives every day. So as we go from this place, God has given us the opportunity to meet him and see Jesus face to face. And we have no excuse of ever saying that we have not seen Jesus. Jesus appears to us in many different ways and forms. There was a little boy who was standing in a storefront on a cold Christmas morning, Christmas night, looking through the glass window. And he was looking at all the things that are in the window, through the window, the shoes and the little clothing and all the things that he was outside. He was looking through that, and a lady was passing by. And she took notice of the boy, and she stopped him and said, what are you looking at? And she said, I'm looking at the shoes that are placed on the rack. And then she looked at his shoes, and they were all broken and torn up. So she said, do you really want his shoes? Yeah, but I don't have the money for it. So the lady took him inside and bought him the shoes for him. And then he was very happy. He didn't know who she was. And he was very happy, and on his way out, he asked the lady, are you Jesus? That is what Jesus is. That is who Jesus is. It is not how he looks like. It is what he does. If he can do that in our lives, let us do that for others. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 714, I Know Whom I Have Believed. If you are able, please stand and join the hymn, I Know Whom I Have Believed, 714. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with Him or meet Him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, that I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. God sent His Son Jesus Christ to be one among us, to live among us as one among us. Someone said like this: if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If it was technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need was money, God would have sent us an economist. But that was not our greatest need. The greatest need we have is our eternal salvation. So He sent us a Savior. Go from this place knowing that Jesus is among us everywhere. You can see Jesus in the face of people who are in need. And be the hands and feet of Jesus as you go from this place. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.